necessary to have on paper some kind of a copy that allows the user to see whether the negative is free of pinholes or free of typographical errors, or that the paint pictures are upside down or not upside down. So anyway, proofing is a way of doing that. Our technology consisted of coating a fairly complex mixture of organic chemicals onto paper, and then this paper was somewhat yellow in appearance, and I will now illustrate to you how it's employed. Here's a sample of a photographic negative, and here's a little printer that contains both visible and ultraviolet light. Right now it's set for UV, and now it's set for visible light. Dilux is used in this manner. The paper is put behind the negative and the UV light is turned on. And now as this exposure takes place for a period of about 30 or 40 seconds in this device, but in actual practice the commercial machines do it in about 10 to 15 seconds, and an image is formed without any processing, no toning, no heating, no washing, anything of that sort. So if you look at what we've done now, you can see this image. Now you notice the image is blue where the light went through the negative, it's yellow where no UV impinged on the paper. Now to stabilize this image, we need to expose it to visible light. Now we can leave it sitting in room light, or we can intentionally expose it. Now I'll cover a little bit of it so you can see the difference. So now we expose it to visible light, and a series of chemical events take place that desensitize that area that has not been previously exposed. Now, we have option of making this go at different speeds. It's convenient that the sensitivity to visible light is not as great as it is to UV light, so that we can actually use this in room light. You notice most photographic materials are used in dark rooms. Dilux can be used under ambient conditions. So that's a plus. Now, why is all this so useful? Well, it's a very fast way of generating a proof, and it is used in commerce to do just that. And DuPont commercialized this in 1969 under the name Dilux Proof Paper. I invented the name, incidentally. And it was a product that DuPont sold until about 2010 or so. Then it suddenly, the printing industry switched to different technologies. Okay. Now if you can look at this here, you can see we have essentially a white background here, it's still yellow here. Now, it's obvious now that we can do something else. Now this is the same paper. Now this time we're going to expose it to visible light through the negative. I'm exposing to visible light. sort of interesting. These little printers allowed DuPont salespeople to demonstrate a new technology in very little time and a great convenience. And I had an interesting anecdote when I was once in Kansas City visiting a printing house, and we asked the manager of this place what he thought about it before we were about to commercialize it, but we wanted to verify that people really needed it. And he said, "Never thought much of DuPont, but if you guys are so dumb that you have to ask us what this is good for, it confirms my opinion." He said, "How soon can I get it?" And then the second call we made that afternoon, I went into a printing plant, and the manager said he didn't have any time for me. I said, "I need 90 seconds. And he said, "All right." So I plugged this thing in, gave him a proof like this, and said, "Well, if you want more information, call me." He said, "Sonny, I got all afternoon." And I called my boss up then, and I said, "I think we're ready to commercialize," which we did. Now, if you look at this now, can you pick it up with the camera? There's a difference between some areas are yellow and others are not. Now we can, what's called the flooding exposure. And we will. So I think this pretty well confirms that we have a system, a technology that allows us to make both a positive and a negative on the same material solely by controlling the sequence of events. First, in one case, exposing to UV and then visible light, or visible light first and then UV. And to illustrate that this actually is, where it can be quoted on both sides and imaged one side at a time, we have a book that I wrote where I persuaded the publisher to put in a proof. So that is pretty well the story of Dilag's proof paper. Now, well, I should say a couple more things. We also sold this as a near black paper, black forming paper, but actually people liked the blue because it looked different from the ultimate copy, so it wouldn't be mixed up. And I've been sort of documenting all this, and I have some images that we made over 40 years ago, and they're still in pretty good shape. There were many people who worked on this technology. I think I counted about 200 people contributed at various and sundry times to this technology. It's fairly complicated chemistry, but it seems to work consistently. And I made this in my laundry room for this occasion. Okay, is that more or less what you want?
That's great. I think I'd like to